You've got the Inside Outside Guys radio network with the inside guy Chuck Bridenstine and the outside guy Ken Calverley. Now let's get learning. Here are Ken and Chuck.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here for the next 3 hours with the Inside Outside Guys. My name is Ken Calverley, and I am the outside guy.
Good morning, Chuck Bridenstine, the inside guy, and I have to apologize to my partner. I just knocked my coffee cup over onto his side.
Literally, right as we start the show.
Jeepers.
But no one could tell. If you wouldn't have said anything about it, we're professionals, Chuck. No one would ever know. But it smells really good.
You know what? What I hate is that I lost all that coffee.
Well, it's not on my lap, at least.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right, buddy.
Forgive me.
It's all right.
Jeepers.
Smells really good. Anyway, we got a great show for you today.
Man, it's going to pass quickly.
Great professionals in the industry.
Yeah, I mean, we've got some professionals calling us up, hopefully at 10:30. It's a Sunday, so we always appreciate if anybody can take time out of a busy day. We've got an interview with Jeremy from Bonici Concrete coming up at 11:30, and I'm telling you, this is great weather. We wrote an article, you and I, Ken, a few weeks ago about basically fall concrete. Great time of the year to do it.
Fall is the best time of the year to do concrete. Now, you do it all year round anyway, but the reason I always liked fall is because if you did it in September, or excuse me, in June, you got 3 months of extreme hot weather blasting on that brand new concrete.
Yeah, you should protect it.
And you should protect it by keeping it cool with water. But if you do it in September or you do it in October, you've got months of nice, cool weather helping that concrete to cure cooler, and it'll wind up a better product.
It absolutely will. So you want to listen to Jeremy at 11:30. From 12 to 1, you and I are busy. We're going to sprint over to Atlas Home Improvement.
Yes, yes.
Great
company.
Yeah, we heard that David is with Darien, so that'll be a lot of fun because we haven't had David with us, I guess, the last two or three times we've done that show with him.
Right, right. The
father.
Patriarch, right.
Yeah. That was a bigger word than I was looking for.
I know.
I'm with you.
Yep, so that's going to be fun.
Wow.
In the meantime, we're going to take your phone calls at 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Take a quick second to thank our friends from Diamond Coat Siding Products that invited us out yesterday to Eichenhout. We had a great time out there yesterday.
Didn't we?
Both football teams won yesterday, so it was a good day in Michigan.
And, you know, we were told never go backwards. Never talk about what you did yesterday. But the neat thing about the fact that these programs are recorded and people can access them later, I do believe we should let them know, you know, what we did yesterday in case you were on the road and weren't able to get us or that kind of thing.
100%. 100% yeah. Agree with that.
Yeah. I want to say hello to our Ann Arbor listeners as well as our WJR fan base. We really, really appreciate all of you. And I'm going to remind you what Ken mentioned last week. The price of admission for the 16 years Ken and I have been doing this show has been that you tell everybody you know about the InsideOutsideGuys.com.
That's it.
That's easy.
That's all we charge.
Yeah. If you're a parent, for heaven's sakes, tell your children. They'll leave you alone with that stuff. I'm kidding.
But we want to help as many people as possible. Chuck and I spend a lot of time answering emails, and we have more time that we can do that for you. So we have a lot of people that will write us an email for one of their friends. You know, we all know as we age, a lot of people are not techie. They may not have a computer, but they will ask a friend to, would you, you know, send them an email, let them know.
Yeah.
And we're here for you. For whatever you need for your home, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com.
Are you excited about where we're going to be next week?
Not as much as you are.
I know.
Is that fair?
You're not. Yeah.
Is that fair?
As much, yeah.
I'm not a car guy. We're going to be at the AAA Auto Show in Dearborn, right? What's the name of the Fairlane?
It's the AAA regional headquarters.
Okay.
I thought it was like a world headquarters as big as that facility is.
Right, right.
And I remember talking to the gentleman that was there and let us open the doors for us to use the bathrooms inside there. He's like, oh, this is just a regional. It's like, oh my.
You're a car guy. You love cars. For me, it'd be like a hunting expo. You know, I'd be all into going to that. And you'd be like, okay, well, show me what you got. Same thing. But the cars are, I mean, it's a big, big car show. So if you love cars, you're going to want to check it out. Because there's anything you can think of in this this auto show. Definitely the biggest one we go to.
Yeah. And there's free stuff.
What's that?
There's food. Free stuff.
Yeah.
Food.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, good stuff. That's next Saturday we're going
to
be doing.
Yeah, right up our alley. Looking forward to that. I got a question for you.
What's that, bud?
Outside masonry guy. Do you believe in running anything mechanical, conduit, wire, water lines? I'm trying to think of what else you might do. Inside an active flue chimney.
Never.
A lot of people.
I know. I've seen it. It's crazy. That's crazy. I mean, that's.
I'm glad you said
wrong
that.
In every way.
Yep, I'm with you. Yeah, in every way.
I've seen gas pipes go right through.
Yes, I knew there was something I wasn't thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, are you out of your gourd? We had an email, and it was. I love this. It was the wife of the husband who had a good friend that did this for them.
Uh-oh.
And she goes, I don't think that should have been done that way, should it?
Should we make our safe available for those kind of issues? We don't want to affect marriages.
Keep us out of your marriage. No.
Exactly.
I had to say, no, can't think of a possible circumstance where that makes sense to do.
No, not at all.
Gosh.
Not at all. It's good. But I do got to tell you, when it comes to flues and chimneys, now's the time of year. If people think they even have any kind of issues, they want to get a professional in there, because as winter comes, if you have a brick up at the top of your chimney that has a crack in it, and you may not even be able to see it, but as winter comes, you know, one day we could have 65 degrees here, and the next day it could be rain and a high of 30.
Sounds like autumn.
It does sound like autumn. That's is it officially? It's not autumn yet. Officially, is
no.
It?
The 21st. 21st is the solstice.
So we're getting all of our summer right now. This is some great weather.
I know. This is still summer. Weather. Yeah.
But we're going to continue this conversation for the rest of the show. Now is the time of year where you want to be walking around your house and taking a look and make sure you are ready going into the cold weather time. So when we get back from this break, Chuck and I will start telling you some things you should do around your house to make sure you're ready for winter, and take your phone calls at 888-654-GUYS.
Where every hour is an education hour, this is the Inside Outside Guys radio network with Outside Guy Ken Calverley and Inside Guy Chuck Bridenstine.
It's not just us. It is you at 888-654-4897. Ken, you said it best. Gosh, I can't believe I'm saying this publicly. But for every one question that you, the listener, might ask, there's probably 100 or 1,000 people out there that want to ask the same thing and just
exactly.
Won't call, won't write.
And we always say that. We love your emails, but we don't want them to take the place of calling in and asking the question where everybody else can learn from that question, just like Susan did from Newport. Good morning, Susan. You're on with the guys.
Good morning, guys. So glad you're there. You're lifesavers.
Thank you, ma'am. How can we help you today?
Okay, my dad has a 10 by 20 foot deck attached to the house. It's actually 9.5 by 6 by 10 by 19.5 because he used 6 by 6s for the vertical perimeter.
Sure.
So the deck of this deck is high at the front and goes down where it attaches to the house.
So it's leaning towards the house is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it I'm sorry, Susan.
Go ahead.
Is it a conventional treated wood frame?
Yes.
That can be lifted. That's not particularly unusual, and it can be secured. What somebody needs to do is get under there and temporarily shore up the beams, especially the one they're going to lift, disconnect the beam from the post. You don't want to raise the post.
Did you start out by saying it's not attached to the house? Is that what I heard?
No, it is attached.
It is attached to the house.
So what's happening at the house?
Well, I'm assuming the house settled over the years, and that's why it's lower where it's attached.
Have you put a level on it? Do you know how much lower it is?
Oh, no, but you can tell by looking at it. I haven't done anything because I've
okay, that's good.
Short of a, you know, tearing the whole thing down, which I don't want to have to do.
Are you seeing any evidence of water in the basement because of this issue?
No, there is no basement. It's
okay. Oh, there is no basement.
House.
And underneath the deck, do you have plastic, Visqueen plastic and pea pebble underneath it, do you know?
Oh, I don't know.
Depending on how far, Chuck, you tell me whether you disagree with me or not. First of all, how high off the ground is it? Just a couple feet or?
About 5 feet.
5 feet.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that is good because you got plenty of time to do that. Because the decks are spaced, the decking boards are spaced out, and you have a hole between every one of them, it's not going to go and rest against your house. And as long as you have the grade underneath pitching away, then you should be okay. Do you agree with that,
okay,
Bud?
I do with what you said, yeah. But it can be corrected. If you've, especially if you got 5 feet, somebody could get under there add a beam.
Easy.
So that'd be my next step. I would add a beam and posts within a couple of feet of the house underneath that deck frame, floor frame.
Okay.
And then you could literally disconnect it from the house if you chose to. You're going to have to raise it back up. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That would be easy. Didn't even think about that. I mean, easier.
Oh, yeah. Thing is, it'd be permanent, and we like it if you can build a deck without connecting it to the house anyway for a lot of reasons. So we would look at that maybe between now and next June, Ken.
Okay. Should be doable, yeah.
Yeah, it was built in 97 to the foundation of a modular home situation.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, here's an issue, though. When you walk out the door onto that deck, do you take a step down?
Yes.
Okay. So maybe you do have room against the house to lift it up?
Yes, probably 4 or 5 inches.
Okay.
That's awesome. If you need any additional advice on how that should be completed, feel free to give us a email, and we will spell it out. And then you're going to be shopping for somebody probably in the winter months to do it in the spring or summer months, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Stay in touch with us.
Add on to that. The 6x6 perimeter posts that are vertical, I want to add heights to those to put a roof over this deck. And on YouTube, I saw where you can do what I'm calling as a diagonal lap cut and put an adjoining 6x6 to it.
There's ways to do it. There's ways they can do it.
So you're hoping to put additional weight on the deck? Is that what we understand you say with the roof?
Just the post to go up vertically to add a lightweight roof because it faces south and it's sun all the time. You can't enjoy it in the summer.
Been there.
So I need a – and I don't want the awning thing because it's at the lake and the wind blows in.
Sure.
We'll tear it up in no time.
We would suggest that you do it right. The roof tie into the existing house, if you're going to do that, will it be an independent roof or will it connect to the house roof?
No, independent. I don't want anything attached to it because I think the roofing's just...
Good for you.
OSB, is that what I want to call it?
Yes, yes. Now, they do have retractable awnings as well that you could retract and the wind wouldn't affect it. But then they have... If you go out and you find a carpenter that's familiar with decks, they'll be able to take care of that for you.
I just like to have a little knowledge other than, you know, looking on YouTube of someone's experience of what to expect.
Yeah, depending on the structural issues involved, and obviously we haven't seen it. We know it's roughly 10 by 20. You could marry a vertical post to the existing posts that are down there, assuming everything's done correctly to begin with.
All right.
You could bolt through bolts, for instance, with really heavy-duty, half to three-quarter-inch properly treated bolts or stainless steel bolts. You don't want anything dissolving on you over time.
Would you rather marry it, or would you rather put a bracket? You like the idea of marrying it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if I'm marrying it with bolts, I'm good because I can crank those until they're, yeah.
Well, that's the deal, though. I don't know how far apart the bolt should be. Should be they one straight under the other, kind of stagger them? What's the distance that would be safe where it's not going to weaken that post?
You're not going to weaken the existing posts by doing what you're talking about doing anyway. When if you drill a round hole for a bolt in the middle of the existing post, that will not weaken the post.
Even if you do two on top of each other, it's not going to hurt anything.
Now, if you're saying how much of the new post should I have in contact with the existing posts, let's say you're going to go up in the air 8 feet above the existing deck, you'd want to carry at least 4 feet down below against the existing post. Really good material.
But you're talking about side by side. I'm talking about end to end.
End to end, I can't see where you'd get the stability you would need for that, even if you had a rabbited joint. I personally would not do that.
You get a big person leaning up against that, you could have a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand what you're saying.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it really does. I obviously don't. I've always been an assistant with my dad doing carpentry work.
Oh, good.
You know, blah, blah, blah. Didn't pay close enough attention over the years, and now it's like, huh. I really want to put that roof on there. And you know, I don't want the awning because we could be gone and then the wind pick up and just tear it up.
One of the things to consider, when you push down on something vertically, the tendency for it over time, and depending on the load, would be to bend and distort, which would drop your load down, right?
Yes.
If you marry something to the side of that and you go down far enough, you're actually giving that existing post additional resistance to bending.
Oh. Wow, okay.
Because you're actually making it thicker by bolting another post to it.
All right. Now you're throwing other questions in my head.
That's okay. Send us an email. Write them all down. Put them in an email. We'll answer each of them that way for you.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Great call.
Great call. Judith from East Patient, Judith from East Point. We'll get to you as soon as we get back from break, along with everybody else's calls. 888-654-GUYS. Let's see. During the week, if you need anything, the InsideOutsideGuys.com is the way to go. Chuck just asked Susan to send us an email. That goes for anybody out there. If you have any questions during the week, go to InsideOutsideGuys.com. You can click on Ask a Question, send us an email. If you're looking for a direct referral, click on Find a Professional, and you will find a list of over 60 to 70 trusted team partners right there at the Inside Outside Guys. So whatever you need, whenever you need it, theinsideoutsideguys.com.
Catch up on the wealth of knowledge from the Inside Outside Guys by listening to podcasts at insideoutsideguys.com. Once again, Ken and Chuck.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. We've got a chance to listen to some really intelligent professionals here shortly, but let's take one call.
One call before we talk to the folks at Family Heating, Cooling, Electrical. Let's talk to Judith in East Point. Good morning, Judith. You're on with the guys.
Hey, good morning. And I'm just echoing Susan on the professional, wonderful way you guys are out there and can give advice. It's amazing. So I have a ranch house with a bathroom that I want to do a walk-in shower for, and I've got a bathtub, and I need to know the name of a contractor that doesn't just advertise 24/7, and I need to know what questions to ask or look for about my particular application. So that's it.
Okay, why don't you want a company that advertises 24/7? What's your thought process there?
Well, partly, I would imagine their pricing is going to be affixed to the 24/7 advertising they do, number one. And number two, this is something with water and plumbing and tile, and I want to make sure I get a contractor that really has the chops to do it.
I love that.
I do too.
The chops to do it.
So I like that.
Now, only thing I want to say is, we find a lot of people think that if they hire a company that's well known and does a lot of advertising, it's going to cost them more. And in all honesty, Chuck and I have found just the opposite, but we don't find that true at all for a couple of reasons. Because they have made so many really good relationships with people over the years when it comes to material. When they buy that material, they can buy it for less. The people that they pay tend to be more loyal. Their actual employees tend to be more loyal
efficient
to them, more
because
efficient
they're specialists.
To them.
Yeah,
so,
that makes sense. Yep.
Let a big company scare you, because the big companies are around for a long time for a reason, and they can cover those warranties a lot better, Mike.
Yeah, and one of the companies we would refer you to for that, Atlas Home Improvement, they carry Jacuzzi brand, and what will happen is International Jacuzzi does a lot of advertising on TV. And you wouldn't want to mistake that expense.
No, absolutely right? Not. No, I'm writing it down already. I love it.
I'm going to go on top of what Chuck says. A lot of companies like that, they get what's called dollars from the company to advertise. So Jacuzzi gives dollars specifically for Atlas to advertise their products. So the furnace companies, you know, if they carry a certain brand, that brand will have what's called co-op dollars,
yes,
to help them get the name out more. So that's a good reason you want to hire a company that's well known.
Good to know.
So, but Atlas Home Improvement, Chuck, right?
Yeah, and also like a Barrier Free Plus or an Atlas Home Improvement, they both are connected with other professionals. So if it's like our upcoming interview, they have people that can do the electrical and be legal and in code and safe. And they have plumbers.
And proof of insurance.
Oh, goodness, absolutely. Yes. And ask for that.
So,
I already wrote it down. I love it. You're saving me a lot of homework at the library if I get lucky. So,
can we give you some phone numbers?
Oh, absolutely.
Atlas is 734-449-9480.
Got it.
And Barrier Free is 586-745-9398.
Okay, and that's Barrier Free. Okay.
Plus, and one last thing. Alice has like six tubs on the floor that are all different. Doors open differently, wider doors, narrower doors, different features.
Yeah.
Ken and I would recommend that you go in there and just sit in the different tubs and see how they feel to you. If you and someone
don't
else
fill
will
them
be
up,
using,
yeah. Just sit.
Yeah.
We're really interested mainly about just doing a walk-in kind of situation for as time goes by. If there's some problem with our limbs or something like that, or slipping, that
smart
the walk-in lady seems more logical and practical than worrying about the tub.
Smart lady, Judith, and both of these companies we gave you are certified aging-in-place specialists, so help
okay
us them.
Okay,
so
you guys rock. Thank you.
Thank you.
God
very,
bless you.
Very much.
Stay well.
We'll
stay in touch.
Coming back on all that on you, and I hope it's trifecta smooth.
Thank you very much. God bless you. All right, we got a couple of guests, Chuck, Crystal, and Dan from Family. Talk about a longtime company that's been established in Southeast Michigan that we love referring to our listeners.
You and I trusted this company before we even knew these people personally, and boy, you meet them and you realize it truly is family.
Do we have both Dan and Crystal with us?
Well, hello, guys.
Good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you this Sunday morning?
We're doing great.
Very well.
Happy Sunday to you.
Did you have a chance to hear the last call?
Yes, we did. Yeah, yeah.
Do you guys run into that sometimes with your people who are calling you and asking you? They assume because you're such a well-established company that you're going to be more expensive.
Yeah, too pricey.
Yeah.
Not usually. I mean, we'll be people calling for references for other type of work though, because we've done a great job at their home.
I'm not sure if you guys ever hear about it. Go ahead, Crystal. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just said it's not something we've really run into.
Good.
We don't get that concern.
Good, because we get those emails all the time about certain companies. And like we said, you guys are a very easy referral for us.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. I mean, that's what we're here for. So what should our listeners be looking for this time of year? Air conditioners are cycling in this hot weather. We've had this extension of summer, but furnaces are going to be kicking on shortly. What should they call family for this time of year?
Yeah, well, right now we just started looking into doing the furnace cleaning checks, which we're doing those now, and we've lowered the price, our service charge down to $89.95. And we're getting a lot of calls in for the furnace checks and still getting some AC calls yet.
I'll bet.
Now, $89.95 for you guys to send out a guy in a van to come check out a furnace and make sure it's safe throughout the heating season.
Yeah, our guys go out and they will, you know, turn the furnace on and fire it up, because a lot of times you'll turn your furnace on for the first time for the season and you'll get a smell or some from a dust collection from running the air all season. So you'll get the weird smell from the dust that's built up on there from the summer season. So we'll go do that, and then they'll keep the furnace running, go down there, make sure everything's operating correctly, and then go through the rest of the furnace with all the safeties, make sure they all work, and make sure that it appears clean too. You know, some of the parts that aren't so important are just, you know, dusting off the outside of the machine, which, you know, that's what the customer is going to see when they come down there initially, is to look at how clean the furnace looks. And if, you know, if the outside's not clean, how good of a job could you have done?
I like that. How about the idea, one of our upcoming articles is on bathroom vent fans. You guys got to see a lot of terrible installations with those exhaust pipes.
Yeah, well, I'd say one of the biggest mistakes we see, well, homeowners will install them and they'll just exhaust it into their attic. You know, so they think just because it's out of the bathroom, you know, if you were to go up there in the wintertime after a shower, it's going to look like Superman's cave full of ice crystals. And then it turns to water and you'll have some damage.
So can family take care of that for me if I have that issue?
Yeah, we run into that a lot. We'll actually, you know, get the pipe to go to the outside, put the proper fitting, whether we're going through the side or the roof or however it is the best way to go for that exhaust.
How about makeup air?
Makeup.
Will you do anything with makeup air systems in homes?
Yeah, usually on a smaller scale we do, you know, because there's a lot of people that are trying to install commercial grade kitchen exhaust in their home, which sucks almost all the air out of the house. So, you know, when you do that, you got to make sure that you're bringing air into the house as well, or you're just going to start pulling your exhaust from your water tank or your furnace back into the house and create a problem.
All very good stuff. Crystal, can you, in a real quick second, talk about how important your community is? Because you are so involved with the communities that you guys have your offices in.
Yeah, I sure can. So our communities are super important for us, but the biggest thing is that I live in the community that our business is. I work in our community, and I was an educator, a teacher for 29 years in this community. So it's very important to me.
It is very important to you. When we sat and met the first time, all you talked about is how important it is to take care of kids and the people. You wind up going to a lot of homes of the kids that you taught over the years. You guys really have a wonderful story. We're going to continue the story when we get back from break. We're talking to Dan and Crystal from Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical.
From remodeling, plumbing, electrical, heating, cooling, and even the coat of paint, if you have a home, you need the Inside Outside Guys radio network. Once again, Ken and Chuck.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. We've got Dan and Crystal from Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical on with us, and we got a bunch of stuff to get in.
We do. First, sorry we didn't say it's first. How's Dad George doing, George Klimpert?
He's doing great.
Is he? Good.
Yeah.
The man's an icon in the industry over the years. He really is. So just wanted to make sure.
I would agree. Yeah, they're doing well. Yeah.
Good. We're talking to Dan and Crystal from Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Want to make sure we get out everything that you guys do. One thing that you're really well known for is the standby generator, and you guys prefer Generac. Can you talk about a minute? Why did you guys decide to use Generac in your company?
Well, I mean, it's one of the largest manufacturers that are out there, and they have great products. You know, different sizes that'll fit every person's needs and wants. You know, and customer friendly with being able to know what's going on with them, and they're installer friendly as well because of the case. You know, the case disassembles, and you can get to all the pieces that you need to get to.
Yeah, something that's made you guys dependable over the years, forgive me, Dan, if I interrupted you, I'm sorry, as you advise people when you get called into their home as to various options that are available to them, and your salespeople are not commission salespeople. Can you talk to that one? It's a big differentiator.
Correct. I mean, you don't want somebody that's going to go out there and sell them the largest, most expensive product when that's not what they're looking for. Like in the generators, you know, some people call us out for a whole home generator, and you find that their power rarely goes out, and you know, we may end up just putting an outlet in there so that they can plug in their portable generator, or if they want the whole works going on in there, then we'll do a load calc and then size it to the whatever they're looking to power. But yeah, it's just kind of dangerous. We don't want to put a giant generator in on a house that really doesn't need it, and the people don't want it and have to spend all kinds of money to get there.
And your people.
Yeah, I want to add to that too. I think what's important about having non-commissioned employees is their wages don't depend on selling people something.
Yes. Yes.
So you're going to get an honest opinion.
That's huge. That's huge, because then at that point, yeah, you know, there's no other reason to sell you something than you really need that product. So we do.
Exactly. Yeah, there's no question about whether it's the technician needs to make some money. That's irrelevant with our company.
There you go. What kind of warranty comes with some of the equipment? Let's start with the generator. What kind of warranty comes with a standby generator? And let's go to a furnace and an AC as well, because people are very concerned about warranties nowadays, safe with the way a lot of the appliances are acting. And let's admit it, there are a couple of appliances. Warranties are important to people.
You got it. So with our generators, we actually offer a 10-year warranty from the manufacturer, which is the parts warranty. And the standard warranty for generators is 7 years. And so we offer 10. And then we also offer 10 years labor as well. The one thing people need to know about Generac warranties is if they do not have their standard maintenance done by a certified Generac technician, they void their warranties. So they might think they're going to save themselves some money by changing the oil on their generator themselves or performing the maintenance. You need to have a certified Generac technician to do the work to keep the warranty intact.
And, of course, once you put in a new generator for somebody, you can set that up to come back and do those annual maintenance checks for them, correct?
You got it. Yep, we make it very easy.
Yeah. That makes a huge difference. Go ahead.
Yeah. So then we have the furnaces have multiple warranties depending on the efficiency. You know, so most of the standard 80% efficient furnaces will come with a 20-year heat exchanger warranty. You know, if you get into the higher 96, 97% efficient furnaces, those come with a lifetime warranty on the heat exchanger. 10 years on all the parts, regardless of brand. And then our company offers 2 years with every install that we do, and you can upgrade it to 5 years.
Wow. So yeah, who does somebody call if family does something like this for me and I have an issue or I think I have an issue? Who do I call?
Any one of our three locations.
Madison Heights, Garden City, and White Lake.
You got it. Yeah, you can go to familyheating.com to find the location nearest to you.
That is so huge. I mean, it's one of the things that we really push that if there is an issue, because it's a human business, it's a high-touch business, somebody makes a mistake or whatever, you guys will take care of it.
Yeah, and I don't know, like just our service calls and the clean and check specials, we do offer with every one of those comes with a 90-day warranty. So if we are out there and a month later something that with that problem that we had touched earlier fails again, then we're not going to hit you for a trip charge or a labor charge or anything like that. We're just going to come out, find out what the problem is, and take care of it.
Yeah, I think the bottom line is we always make it right.
Yes, we love that.
God bless you. If somebody doesn't even know what brand they have, but they think it needs looking at and good analysis done and maybe replacement, do you care what brand they've already got?
No, it makes no difference. You know, some people have a particular brand they like. Some people just think their furnace is whatever the brand of that thermostat is. So, yeah, it doesn't matter what brand.
Yeah, and we do work on all brands, and we offer the largest variety of brands in the Detroit area.
I'll tell you what, guys, we're going to have you on soon for a whole show. You guys have so many reasons that if I'm a homeowner out there in your area to give you guys a call. You guys have been in business for years. You have locations in Garden City, Madison Heights, and White Lake. So for anybody listening, if you need good heating, cooling, electrical service, you would do yourself a disservice if you did not get a hold of Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Dan and Crystal, thank you so much for taking such great care of our listeners and everybody around Metro Detroit over all these years.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, have a great day.
Thanks for doing a great job yourself.
Happy Sunday. Have a great Sunday. We'll be right back with the Inside Outside Guys.
You've got the Inside Outside Guys radio network with the Inside Guy, Chuck Bridenstine, and the Outside Guy, Ken Calverley. Now, let's get learning. Here are Ken and Chuck.
Yeah, baby. Okay, partner. Should we go to the phones? Should we talk to our listeners?
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Who do we have first, Brian? I'm sorry. Let's talk to Donna from Chesterfield. Good morning, Donna. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
How are you doing
today? I am doing good. I have a question. I have an older two-story home. It had a family room addition put onto the back of it. This family room addition has a very low pitch roof. Last year, I had the roll-on peel-and-stick roofing put on that area. Because regular shingles would not do. It seems to be fine. The chimney for the hot water boiler furnace is right at the back of that area. And I noticed a couple of small leaks back in the springtime. The leaks are going right onto the electronics of the furnace. I have a company coming out to tuck point and seal the chimney. They said they're going to acid wash the chimney after they tuck point it before sealing it.
Sure.
Will the acid washing, if it rolls onto that peel and stick roofing, will that loosen the glue?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, I know they know what they're doing. They're a very good company.
Okay.
You know, it's Brickworks. They're a very good company that's coming out. I just started saying, will that acid washing loosen the glue? I've had so much problems with this one area of my house.
Yeah, no, they're going to do a light muriatic acid wash, which will be probably 90% water when they put it on.
So, and they'll rinse.
And they'll rinse it like crazy.
They're smart. Yep. One thing, have to make sure you have a really good mechanical flashing where that chimney goes through the roof, too. You don't want to depend on any sealants or caulks as much as you are on a piece of metal or a thick plastic boot or something like that.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
God bless
you. You're very welcome.
Take care, Donna.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897.
I love it. Now, we should have Ann from Beverly Hills on if she's still there. Ann, are you with us?
Yes. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning, Ann.
I have a watermark or a couple little watermarks in my kitchen ceiling, and it's right below the stack pipe on the roof, on the outside roof. A plumber went in the attic and said there was a crack in the stack pipe. And so within the last 10 years, I've had my home remodeled, and I've had, I have air admittance valve traps for all bathrooms and kitchen, and my kitchen. I guess they're 20 DFU. I don't know if that means anything. So my question is, should I have the stack pipe capped, remove the stack pipe and shingle over the hole, or repair the stack, the cracked stack pipe? And I'm just wondering what you suggest and the pros and cons and what I should do.
We wrote a song about this a few years ago. I'm going to do it for you right now.
Oh, jeez.
I'm kidding. Repair it. Kanga, I would talk to the folks at Kanga and have them repair that, and they will also pay special heed to the mechanical flashing where that exhausts the roof to make sure that you don't have a leak there.
Make sense, Ann?
Okay.
I know you don't want to do it, but you should do it.
Is the pipe PVC is a cast iron?
I think it's cast iron.
Okay, and if it has a leak in it, then they'd probably
it's an old
replace
2-inch cast.
That.
Yeah, I would trust the folks at Kanga. You've heard us talk to them. They are good people, and if they come out to do a repair, they'll guarantee the repair.
They will.
You want a phone number?
Okay. So, well, I think I can get that online. So just having it capped is not a good idea?
Nope.
Yeah.
There's a lot of reasons.
Why would you say
a plumbing system needs a good drain waste vent system, and even though you may have added and modified over the years, you still need in that original system a good vent exhausting the roof. Well, it's code to begin with, so it's the law, but we rarely defer to that. It just makes sense to have it.
Okay, so the air admittance valve traps don't help, or?
Well, no, those air admittance valves are going to serve particular fixtures that you may have installed. Maybe you put an island with a sink in and you didn't have it originally or something like that. But the idea of that, you don't want to depend on those to vent your house plumbing.
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense or no?
Right. You have all sorts of consequences if you cover that up.
You sound disappointed, Ann.
Okay. Well, I was looking for the answer that would be the least amount of work, and that sounds like having the cracked stack pipe replaced.
You know what? You won't have to do anything except call them and explain the issue, tell them you talked to us. That's the most work you're going to have to do and write a check.
Yeah, and then you would have to get that stack repaired as well with a plumber, but that's not tough for them.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay?
Okay. All right. I will call Kangaroo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and we appreciate it.
What they'll typically do, and we'll take Debbie's call in just a minute, is go in the attic about 2 or 3 feet down from the roof, cut that old one off, and then put what we call a Fernco adapter on that and put a 4-inch piece of PVC vertically up through the roof. So actually you'll have a good PVC. They'll put a new boot on it. They'll make sure the roof is watertight, and if it's bigger diameter, it'll have less chance of freezing over and not functioning properly.
Yep, and you'll never have to worry about it again at that point. So one thing we love about Kanga Roof is they will come out with a book. If they're coming out to do repair, not all of our roofing team partners do repair. As a matter of fact, most of them don't, but they do. They like the repairs. They'll give you a warranty on the repairs, and they will come out and show you right in the book. Here's how many square feet you have. You're in the valley at this point. They'll point to the price right in the book. So it's pre-priced before they get there. And I got to tell you, as a homeowner, what else could you want?
No, I very confidently refer them in situations like this, don't
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, continue taking your calls, 888-654-4897. Coming up in just a few minutes after this next segment, we're going to be talking to Bonici Concrete.
That's going to be fun.
Great, great segment. Then coming up at noon, the Inside Outside guys are going to be talking Darian and Doc Bobby from Atlas Home Improvement. And one of the things we really love about Atlas is they started off, dad and son, doing gutter repair, gutter cleaning, window cleaning, And they have built it into an absolute enterprise with dozens of trucks on the road, and they take great care of our listeners. And they're also certified aging in place. So they just started a senior safety division. So if you have mom or dad at home, or you're a senior getting older in your house, and you want to know how to stay safer in your home, you definitely want to listen between noon and one today to Atlas Home Improvement.
Yeah, and Debbie and Leslie will take your calls when we get back. Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Want to remind you, come up at 10:30. We're going to be talking with Jeremy Plunkett from Bonici Concrete. You're going to want to hear that if you have any concrete outside or inside your home or are anticipating getting some. And then promptly at noon, we're going to run over to Atlas Home Improvement and talk to Darian and Doc. So a lot of fun, a lot left to do. Fill that coffee up again. Let's go to the phones and talk to Debbie from Milford. Are you with us, Debbie?
I am.
Hi.
How are you?
We just wanted
to go over. I just wanted to go over a couple of things with you about your recommendations, and I have kind of a long list, so I'm going to go as fast as I can.
Okay.
So I had Sharon's Heating and Cooling come out, install a smart thermostat. The condensation pump was really nasty, so the guy says you need to get that replaced, and he was right, it was really grody. Anyway, the guy was really upset because he only got the efficiency to 97, and he wanted to be to 100. Then I had Motor City Flooring come out because my floor was peeling after I had it coated by another company. They came out, fixed it, then they came out again, fixed it, and so I finally just called Motor City Flooring, and the guy comes out and says, well, you need a moisture barrier, and it's been 2 years, it hasn't peeled.
Awesome.
I had Protec Environmental come out, and the guy comes out because we had our radon was 8 in our basement, and he looks at the sump pump and he says, you need a new sump pump. So he puts that in, and now we're at 0.3. Then I had Pro Home Improvement come out for gutters, and I wanted to get a leaf guard, and the guy says to me, we'll replace your gutters, but we're not putting a leaf guard on it because you don't need it. So then we call Amnesty for air duct cleaning to seal the air ducts, and they did a 96% reduction in the leakage. And then Ratcher Electric came out because we wanted to look at a panel and then to put in a new fan. And they looked at the panel, and the guy says to me, well, are you tripping any breakers? Do you have any brownouts or whatever? And I said, no. He says, then don't even bother. Your panel's fine. Then the guy that was installing the fan saw a little itty-bitty, like an eighth of an inch crack in the fan. And he said, I'm not installing this because you have a crack in the fan. And as we looked at it more, we saw it was just a little imperfection on the coating in the pan.
Yep.
Then I had blown an insulation out. The guy comes out, goes in the attic, puts his meter all over the house. He says, you don't need anything. You're fine. So that's the list of all the people that I have called that you have recommended. And now here's my question. I have a granite countertop. It's 14 years old. And I have some pitting in some areas. Who would you recommend that I call to get that fixed?
I would talk with Granite Source of Michigan. I trust those people implicitly, and they deal with it every single day. If you want a phone number, I've got it for you.
Okay, what's the number?
It is 248-982-9103.
Okay.
9103. Tell them we told you to call and discuss the issue you're having, and trust what they tell you.
Good. Great.
God bless you. You stay in touch with us, all right, kiddo?
I will. Thank you so much for all your help. I appreciate all your recommendations. Thank you.
We appreciate you. Thank you for following up, Debbie. Take care. Leslie, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Sound more joyful. Come on, Leslie.
Oh, well, okay. I was going to paint my house, the inside.
Okay.
And as I started taking things down, there's black squares behind all. I have a lot of paintings, and there are black squares behind all of the paintings, and particularly around the electrical outlets.
Yep.
It's like Poltergeist lives here.
So you don't want us to recommend a seance for you? No, I was kidding.
Well, that'd be fun.
It would be fun. What happens here, especially you talk about those receptacles, but there is heat being lost through your walls 24/7 in the cold weather months, obviously, in particular. In your house, there is stuff in the air, unless you've got, you know, air scrubbers throughout the house. If you burn candles, this is accelerated. If you have a gas stove, it's accelerated. But that fine particulate.
Yeah.
So what will happen is, as heat, which always carries a little moisture, and that warm air will carry particulate with it, moves to the cold surface, the moisture might go through, the particulate can't go through, the heat certainly will go through, and what's left on the wall is the particulate, if that makes sense to you. You see the same thing.
Well, if I knew.
Go ahead.
If I knew what a particulate was.
Well, it's a fine piece of something. For instance, let's say you're burning some really cheap candles in the house, and you see that smoke go up. Well, pretty soon it dissipates, and you don't think there's anything else in the air. But it put little pieces of carbon into the air that you don't even see anymore. That would be an example of the type of particulate that we have in houses. Mold spores would be another one. They're too small to see, but they're in the air. They're in suspension. So there's a lot of different types of things like that. That's why years ago our buddy Pat Kelly said, you got to keep your furnace fan running to push air through that filter and keep cleaning the air in your house.
Yeah,
but anyway, that's probably what it is.
You guys are
Does that
really
make sense to you, Leslie, or not? Does that make sense?
Well, so it would also accumulate around the pictures.
Yeah, so what happens around those is they are close to the wall, but they're generally maybe a 16th or 32nd of an inch off the wall. So less air moves around there. So as temperature moves through the wall around the picture frames, that particulate, instead of dissipating into more moving air, will simply attach itself to the wall.
Okay. All right.
So it's good and bad news. It's easy to cover up. It's easy to clean. It's easy to paint over, if you will. The potential downside is that it's telling you, look, you can get this air cleaner in the house by running it through really good filters in your duct system, maybe having Amnesty or Dalton Environmental come out and clean the ducts so that you're breathing healthier air, because that particulate that sticks to the walls and the ceilings also is being breathed in by you every time you take a breath in the house. Oh, shoot. Don't hold your breath. So this isn't something you got to run out and call the police or anything, but it's something you should be aware of.
It's not carbon dioxide or...
The chances,
or...
you know, if you're concerned about something being poisonous, hopefully you've got a carbon monoxide alarm. And
I do.
Okay, good.
I do.
Yeah. And if you haven't had any ill health effects, ongoing headaches when you're home or weird allergies only when you're in the house, then chances are it's not air that's going to hurt you, but this particulate is there. We see it in brand new houses, even where the exterior walls meet the ceiling. We see it where there are roof rafters above the drywall and ceiling, and you'll get that little ghosting effect, that particulate. So
yeah,
it is not uncommon. Does that help?
And I thought I got rid of that ghost.
We all think that. It's an ongoing procedure, Leslie. I've got to run. If you have other questions, give us a call back.
I feel better about it.
Good.
Well, I feel much better about it. Thank you.
God bless you. Take care of yourself. Hey, I want to remind everybody, coming up after the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking with Jeremy Plunkett from Bonici Concrete. You're going to want to hear that. Make sure you read the article in Friday's Homestyle section on surveying that we wrote. It's very informative. If you own a house, you're going to want to read that. And then promptly at noon, we'll be at Atlas Home Improvement talking to Darian and Doc. Stay with us, the Inside Outside Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys Radio Network with the only two guys who love your house as much as you do, Ken Calverly and Chuck Bridenstine.
Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys. We appreciate you being with us. We've got a special guest. You've only met him, I think, one time, and we're going to spend the next couple segments with him. It's going to be enlightening.
Yeah, our guest first met Jeremy Plunkett from Bonici Concrete back in spring, and he has just been a phenomenal team partner in the concrete industry. We met Jeremy a few years ago at the home shows, and proud to introduce you, Jeremy. Take a look at your work. You do phenomenal work.
He's a horizontal artiste.
Hey, I really appreciate that, guys. Hello, everybody.
You know as well as we do. Well, Chuck and I know that when we finally get concrete people, they have to be the best.
Sure.
Because concrete is the only business, it's the only material that gets made while it's being placed on your property. And talk to people about some of the challenges of a concrete person out there when you're laying the concrete.
Well, you know, weather plays the biggest factor when pouring concrete, scheduling concrete, anything. And then now we also have the Ready Mix who delivers our concrete products, and we're working with their schedule. We're working with on inspector's schedule. So, you know, every day is just a challenging day, and new challenges arrive every aspect of the job. But you just got to be versatile and really know how to handle it. And, you know, got a great team, and that's how we handle it.
No pun intended, but it's a hard industry, right?
Yeah, correct.
Let's stick with that thinking. How important is it that you have really good people and enough of them on a job?
Well, that's the most important part, because everyone's got to, you know their job. And when you got a well-oiled, you know, machine running, which is our team, everyone knows their part and everyone does it. And like I said, things get a little hectic, but you can't lose your mind. You just got to stick to the task ahead and you know, stick to the details and perform.
It's funny because I've heard you say something along the lines of concrete waits for nobody, even God. So it is. It's like this frenzy when that truck shows up, and you've got to know what you're doing and get it done perfectly.
And that's exactly true. And hopefully the Ready Mix, you know, the schedule that you put, you know, for your trucks, they're on schedule. But that always doesn't happen. So you got to have a plan where you're going to have a saw cut. So if you do get caught midway and they can't give you your second or third truck like you need, you got to stop that pour, balk at it, but put it in where you're going to have a saw cut. So, you know, you're thinking of a couple steps ahead, you know, at that moment, you know, to figure out so the job will look good.
And that's why it's so, so important for everybody out there listening, especially concrete. You never hire concrete on price, because you could have, I used to tell people this all the time, you could have three guys do a one full truck pour 10 yards, pour it really wet, and have plenty of time to finish it. But when it's really wet, it's really weak. Anything you put more water to, whether it's Kool-Aid or concrete, makes it weaker. So Bonici will have six or seven guys there, pour it more stiff, and with that amount of professional finishers on the job, you have no worries, do you?
Correct. I mean, there's always a worry.
You're right.
There's always a worry.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I'm not going to say things don't happen, but when you do come across that, you just also got to fix that and take that challenge on and move on to the next one.
That's your integrity.
That's a,
you know, I don't even like the word pouring because of your allusion to adding water. I like placement.
Placement's a great word.
I really like that with concrete, and I would like our listeners to think of it that way, because a company like you isn't going to pour it and wait for the water to even out, you know. You're placing it as you go, exactly how and where it has to be.
Correct.
We'll get emails all the time from homeowners that say they've had a concrete job done and it's starting to flake up. And it's really hard to
After a year, exactly.
After a good hard winter. And it's really hard to describe this on an email. And homeowners have no idea. So I'm going to go back to the cost thing. One guy could charge six, one guy could charge eight. But the next spring, it's flaking up like crazy. Now, the flaking doesn't necessarily mean the job is bad, because concrete is meant to be parked on. But the flaking means that there was too much water. The guys who were finishing it did not know what they were doing. They got on it too soon. And, Jeremy, that's why it's so important. Because could you imagine spending that much money on a project and something like that happening? Now, concrete isn't really made to be artistic until decorative concrete comes into it.
Correct.
But to spend that much money and see that, Chuck, you and I hear about this all the time.
Oh, I think of the stuff that we've seen that Jeremy has done that isn't meant to be parked on.
Right.
You know, around pools and places you're going to eat outside, or beautiful sidewalks. And I'd be really angry if that flaked in a year.
And that's how we try to, you got to look at it. How would you feel if this was your house?
Amen.
And good for you.
And, like I said, things happen. And, we try to remedy everything that we can, within reason. Sometimes, you get a call 5, 6, 7 years down the road,
right.
A couple spots where, people have been parking, salt stripped on it. But,
we had one 20 years ago, driveway, and it was a buddy's company. But he got a call just like you described, and literally you went there and you saw a rectangle on one slab where a car had sat. And salt, obviously, and the rest of the driveway was beautiful. So what do you do, or what do you recommend to people to help avoid that, or to minimize that? You can't avoid it, Premi.
Well, stamped concrete is not really your best thing to get for a driveway, first and foremost.
Thank you for saying that. You say the same thing.
The exposed aggregate or a Caesar stone finish, is a great look if you don't want your typical broom finish concrete. You don't want to be sealing it. You don't want to have release on there. That's what causes the damage for the concrete salt. So lessen your risk, first and foremost. Try not to park in the same spot. Definitely don't use salt, on your driveway. Salt's not good for us. It's not good for our concrete.
Salt attacks concrete.
Correct. You just got to really shovel the snow is really your best process.
Don't let the ice build up on it.
Do you guys do any heated slabs?
We have in the past. They're definitely nice, but,
it's pricey.
The concrete's the concrete. It's the heat, the mechanical portion of it that gets pricey on it. So
yeah.
Talk to the heating and cooling guys on that.
Yeah, that's the radiant heat that they put under the slab, which is going to cost just as much as the concrete is if they do that. But they don't have to worry about it. So 2004, I went to the World of Concrete in Orlando. I'm sure you've been to quite a few
Correct.
Of those. And a pamphlet I got, the first sentence on it said, "Concrete cracks, that's a fact." And underneath it said, "Kim Basham, head engineer for the World of Concrete." So yeah, the head engineer of the World of Concrete saying, "Hey, everyone, concrete cracks. Get used to it." Let's talk about that when we get back from break as we continue this conversation with Jeremy Plunkett from Benici Concrete.
Thanks for spending a part of your weekend with the Inside Outside Guys. On the Inside Outside Guys radio network, here are Chuck and Ken.
Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys. We're blessed to have a guy we really trust with your concrete needs, Jeremy Plunkett from Benici Concrete. Ken, you were talking about cracking. Concrete will crack.
Concrete will crack. I mean, like I just said, the head engineer for the World of Concrete put in a published article, "Concrete cracks, that's a fact." But the key is, Jeremy, that if the key is to make it crack where you want it to crack. And the second key is, if it does crack, which it happens, then it doesn't open up. Can you explain how you can greatly minimize the chances of your concrete cracking?
Sure. Concrete cracks, you want to minimize those by more saw cuts, but putting wire mesh in the concrete, as that's going to hold it in together, keep it from pulling apart, shifting. So that's why it's very important for wire mesh.
Wire mesh. The last three guys told me they're going to put fiber mesh in the concrete.
Yeah, well, it's a cheap, easy way to say, hey, you have reinforcement in your concrete.
Yeah,
but does not prevent cracking.
It does not. Nothing prevents cracking. You just want to prevent the spread of the crack.
There you go.
And you guys also pour, we've seen a lot of your work, you obviously pour a stiffer mix, and you don't prematurely get on it, and segregate it. Is there a difference? I mean, do you see, I don't even want to say competitors that are doing it badly?
You know, I'm not. I don't like to comment on anyone.
I mean, we don't want to slam anybody, but
We pour with a straight six-act limestone mix of our concrete. We don't get into any of the additives. When we do a stamped concrete, there's a special mix design where we got a chemical in there that kind of keeps it from setting up faster. So we have
need
more
delay
time.
Set. This is new technology. Yeah, it's exactly. Great technology. Here's how I used to describe it. If you get a picture of the old Kool-Aid pictures, and you fill 2 inches up with gravel, 2 inches up with cement powder, and 2 inches up with water, and you mix it, what do you have? You have concrete. Add some more water. Add some more water. Add some more water. What do you have? Concrete. You still have concrete. But the mass is water, and as that water evaporates, that's where you're most likely to get those shrinkage crackers. And I'm telling everyone this because I know you know all about this, and there are too many companies out there in this business that don't go to the world of concrete, that don't do the research, that don't understand why steel is such a better option than fiber.
And that's it. You know, the wire mesh, it is more costly on us. It is more work, but it is a better product. And that's why we do what we do, you know, with the wire mesh. Because you can't cut corners here, especially living in Michigan with concrete.
Amen.
But, you know, the base that you guys use?
It's a 21 AA crushed concrete or a sand. Around certain pools, you don't want to use the sand for pipes and stuff like that. You don't want stone nicking the pipe or anything. But 21 AA, it's a great base material. They got a great business where we take our broken concrete, drop it off to them, and then they crush it up and sell it right back to us. So
you know, I used to say the same thing. What a racket, eh? I mean,
what a great racket.
What a great racket.
It's great business setup they have. But you got to compact it in lifts. You know, you don't want to just dump four to eight inches of gravel and compact it. You know, 1 to 2 inches, put it down, compact it. 1 to 2 inches, compact it. Place your wire mesh as you're pouring in the concrete, lifting it up so it stays in the middle of the concrete. These are just key, you know, points that we try to pound into our team.
You take those things for granted because you do it well, but not everybody does it that way. How about saw cutting? How soon should you get in there and do your saw cutting?
Well, it all really depends on the temperature. I mean, there's sometimes we'll do it that day with a soft cut, green cut blade, green cut saw. But sometimes we have to put joints in as we're pouring, you know, typically off of corners, stuff like where it's probably going to crack before we get there the next morning.
What if you pour in November?
Well, now sometimes you're waiting a little bit.
You're waiting a couple of days, sure.
You can. And that's why sometimes, you know, it gets a little risky, you know, after Halloween is kind of, it's a roll of the dice because you never know what tomorrow will be with the weather. And you don't want to be poured halfway and then some terrible weather come in. But sometimes people got to get the projects done.
What would you tell people that are listening today that want something done yet this year?
Well, you have to sign up soon because we stop our exposed aggregate stamped concrete towards the end of October. Driveways will go into November just depending on how weather is, but you just definitely got to be careful on the salt from your cars, from the roads. But we still have time to fit you in for that, you know, end of rush. But we're also running, if you lock in, you know, 2024 for 2025 will honor the 2024 pricing.
Wow.
That is huge.
Yes.
I remember doing the same thing, Jeremy, where I'd tell someone, give me 25% down, that locks you in for next year, and they don't hold all that money. Now, you're very proud of your concrete, which you should be, but you do regular trowel finished, broom finished, and exposed and stamped.
Correct.
Do you have different crews for those?
No, all three of our crews are... That's all we do. We're just residential, stamped, exposed, broom finish, trowel finish, Caesar stone finish.
And I understand people. He said residential. So they specialize in your home, okay? And what you've described is you sound like you do it as good or better than the roads are. I mean, when people ask, why do I put steel in? They used to ask, why do you put steel in? What do the roads do? They put steel in.
Correct. And that's what we try to go off, kind of what MDOT, you know, suggests for roads with the 21 AA. The wire mesh, the 4,000 PSI.
You don't include the salt truck in January, though.
Well, hopefully not.
Let me ask you, you mentioned Caesar stone finish a couple times. A lot of people have no clue what that is.
Correct.
What is it?
It's a stone-looking finish of concrete where we don't put color in. We're not adding anything fancy to it, but it looks like a natural stone. So if you're looking for not to spend as much money on a stamped concrete or exposed aggregate, we have a look that beautiful. Will give you a beautiful look for the price of a broom finish. So it gives people options. I just poured my driveway in it, and it looks amazing.
Can you run a snow plow over that?
You can. Snow blower, snow plow. It's got just as much traction as a broom finish. It just doesn't look like a driveway.
So I used to call it a textured finish or a fractured earth finish. We're talking the same thing, right?
Correct.
And you're right. What I love about that is you're getting the stamped concrete look without paying the stamped concrete price. Because the key things when you're stamping those is you don't have to place them together. You can just place them over each other, and it looks great.
It looks the most natural out of any of the stamped concrete because you have to put saw cuts in all concrete, correct? Yep. So this looks like part of the stone slab, like you're getting 8x8 slabs really of stone placed in your patio, your driveway.
There's a geologic feature over in Ontario, Canada, Iperwash, called the concretions. And those are natural flat pieces of stone that look like what you guys do with that Caesar stone finish. It's just awesome.
It's a great look. For the bang for your buck, it's all around the best.
One thing I want to make sure the listeners, because we get emails a lot. In fact, I answered one yesterday. A gentleman said he needed 3 walkway slabs replaced. And it's really tough. That's a tough one because people understand you can't replace 3 walkway slabs. You have to call a truck. You have to have a crew. Or if you did do that, they'd be $1,000 each.
Correct.
So you do have a minimum, right, when you do a job. What are we talking about?
Well, I mean, typically your patios, you know, you're around $5,000. Driveways, $4,000 or $5,000. Okay. You know, but if it happens that we're working, you know, in the subdivision, yeah, we could do something like that. But typically on those sidewalks, you're better off using the city contractor because he's got 10,000 square foot of these city sidewalks.
Yeah,
and he's going to get you a better deal.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, those city jobs, the only requirement to win that bid is to be the cheapest price. However, you're right. For sidewalks, you don't have to worry about what we've been talking about. I want to remind people to stick around this next hour as we have a conversation with Atlas Home Improvement. If you know somebody that wants to stay in their home for the rest of their lives, Atlas has created a division called Atlas Home Safety. We're going to be talking about that coming up in the next hour. In the meantime, Jeremy Plunkett from Benici Concrete, thank you so much. You do great work, and we get nothing but great response from wherever you work for. Give out your contact information.
Bonici Concrete, 248-804-2493.
Sound like me, and that was an insult.
And you know what, though? That's okay, because everybody can find Bonici Concrete at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thanks,
keep up
Jeremy.
The good work, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Bye.